Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Scary moments in Union Square. Police say a man was pushed onto the subway tracks of the N or R line by a suspect who ran off. This happened just after 9 this morning. The victim was not struck by a train, but did hit his head on the track bed. He's now at Bellevue Hospital in serious condition. No word on what prompted this incident. Mayor de Blasio is set to sign a bill into law today designed to crack down on reckless drivers. It's a pilot program that will allow the city to take away the car of someone who racks up more than 5 red light camera violations or more than 15 speed camera violations. The car would be returned to the owner once he or she completes a 90-minute traffic safety course. A former New Jersey school bus driver is to be sentenced today for his part in a deadly mishap on Route 80 almost 2 years ago. 79-year-old Huddy Muldrow pleaded guilty in December to making an illegal U-turn on the highway. His bus was struck by a dump truck. 10-year-old Miranda Vargas and 51-year-old Jennifer Williamson Kennedy were killed. More than 40 students were hurt. Governor Murphy hosts a roundtable with students at William Patterson University today in Wayne. He'll discuss his proposal for the state to pay the first 2 years of tuition for low-income students at any 4-year public college in New Jersey after state and federal grants are exhausted. Families would need to make less than $65,000 a year to qualify. The cost of the program is pegged at $50 million. Murphy calls it the Garden State Guarantee. A memorial service will be held this noon at the National September 11th Memorial and Museum. It's not about 9/11, but the precursor, the terror attack on the World Trade Center on this date in 1993. 6 people died. A moment of silence will be observed. Family members will read their loved ones' names and place roses by their names on the memorial. More than 1,000 people were hurt when terrorists set off a truck bomb in the parking garage of the North Tower. The head of the NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association is defiant in the face of an investigation. Ed Mullins writes on Facebook, "I will not be silenced by threat of discipline now or ever." Internal Affairs is looking at Mullins after a tweet of his blasted Mayor de Blasio following the shooting of 2 Bronx police officers in separate incidents. Mullen said members of the NYPD were declaring war on the mayor and do not respect him. Sources tell the Daily News the investigation is also looking at Mullen's pay and whether he's receiving inappropriate night differential payments from the force while working full-time as union president. Mullen says he's never submitted a request for night differential or overtime while working at the union. City transit worker Reynaldo Lopez has filed a grievance with the MTA. He says he was expecting 2 weeks off for paternity leave when his wife Elise gave birth to a stillborn child earlier this month. Lopez says he was given 3 bereavement days, but that wasn't enough to be with his wife, and he wanted the paternity leave instead. Lopez and the TWU Local 100 say nowhere in the contract does it state that no paternity leave will be granted if the baby is stillborn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.